Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of us. Wow. What a thought. What a thought.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
What a thought. The Holy Spirit living inside of us, filling us with power simply because we are in his presence. Nothing that we have done other than the fact that we have believed in Christ and we are obedient to the will of God. It's just that simple. It's not rocket science. It's just gospel. It's just theology. Just who God is.
That's who he is. Huh.
Not asking us for much more than believe in him.
Yes.
Believe in his son.
Yes.
And then be obedient to his will.
Come on now.
And everything that God has,
yes,
is ours.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I wish I could make it even simpler than that, but I believe you need to get that peace, because sometimes we ask for things that we already have available to us. You got it stuffed away in the back of your mind and don't even realize how empowered you are. Don't even recognize the fact that everything you are asking for, you already have it. Wow. Wow. Some of you have it, and just because you don't know how to utilize what you have, you just be upset with everything that's going on around you.
Yeah.
But in all actuality, if you activate in this power that God has given you, it will give you that joy that you're looking for. It'll give you that peace that you're looking for. It'll give you that patience that you need in some of your challenging times. God has already given us everything that we need. Wow. It's just up to me. It's just up to you as to whether or not I will take advantage of it on this side. I know about the resurrection. I'm looking forward to all of that in that time. But I can have every spiritual blessing right now that is in heavenly places. Because I don't know about you, I'm a child of the King. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and all that he has is ours. And it's enough to go around. Let me tell y'all something. I didn't get it all. I didn't take it all. But I got mine. You need to consider getting yours. You know, there's a whole lot of haters in the game, but you can get yours if you activate what you already have. Some of y'all are going to go to heaven, and you're going to see a box up there in heaven, and you're going to open that box, and you're going to see in that box all of those things that God has promised you: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, kindness. It's just going to be a box full of stuff, and it's going to have a happy face on it with your name. But you lived your life here grumpy. You lived your life on this side of the earth mad, jealous, angry. All of those things that God said, I'm against all of that. And I give you what I want you to have. You don't have to work it. You don't have to take it from somebody. You don't even have to work for it. You just have to believe in it and live into this victorious life that we try to sing about every Sunday morning. I don't know about you, the word tells me every day is a day of thanksgiving, including today. It's a day of thanksgiving. He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. He looked beyond my thoughts, put me in a place where my needs can be attended to. That's enough right there. I just started. That's just a little bit of what he's done for us already. And he wants to do so much more. So I challenge you today, just really assess this power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Really assess. Look deep within and see if the power of the Spirit rests, rule, and abide in you. Look within and consider if I'm taking advantage of what I'm asking God for. Is it already here? Is he already available to me? Yes, if you believe. And when you believe, God gives you what you need in the time of need, regardless of where you are. He gives it to you. So, Father, today we want to just muse on your word, and we want to just really think about the goodness that you've already granted unto us. We want to just acknowledge your power that you have given to each and every one of us. Wake us up today, oh God, to the reality of what a true friend we have in Jesus. Not just as Lord, but friend. Thank you, God, for the sacrifice that he's already made for us, that we might live into the fullness of what you have given us. Thank you for his obedience, the dying a death on a cross just for me. Now give us, oh God, what we are asking for today. Give us understanding, so that we might live these lives fully for your praise and your glory. It's in the name of Jesus we do pray. And the church said, amen,
amen,
amen, and thank God. I want us to really continue to consider, well, right now I'm at the point of embracing. I want you to embrace what we've been talking to you about for a few days now. You know, these spiritual blessings in Christ, you just can't continue to overlook them. 3 through 14 of first chapter of Ephesians have been our conversation piece for some times around here. And if you're listening, you have ears to hear, you could have heard some freeing stuff, some stuff that can get you moving, some stuff that can activate your faith, some stuff that can get you beyond the shackles that might be holding you back, even the shackles in your mind. To free you up so that you can live into all of what God has promised. How many of you are familiar with the promises of God? Yeah, I hear you. I hear you talking. I hear you. The promises of God, they are yea, and they are amen. That means that God has affirmed them. God has said, it's all good. But you got to learn some things about principles, some things about how these things come to fruition. Can't just have it your way. You must understand and realize that it is a procedure. It is something that is in place in order for these things to be appreciated, first of all, and then honored. Y'all do know God want, when he give you something, he don't want you to just misuse it and abuse it. He wants you to be a good steward of it. He wants you to handle it well. He wants you to represent so that people can recognize. Oh, y'all didn't hear that, did you? He wants you to represent him well so that people can recognize him. Because, you know, God's got a plan, y'all, and he wants all of what he does for our glory, for his glory. He wants it to lead to the praise of his glory. So I'm going to pull out one scripture so my urchins can sit down this morning. Verse 13 this morning. We got 3 through 14 to explore. We got the whole Bible to explore. Verse 13 says, in him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. I wonder what you're doing with that seal. I wonder what you're doing with that promised Holy Spirit. I want to talk this morning about moving forward in Him. Moving forward in Him. Thank you, Urshas. You may be seated. That scripture is key here, y'all. It says, in Him. In who? In Christ. In Christ. How many of you believe that you are in Christ? Well, y'all stay with me now. Stay with me. I don't want to lose nobody here. Track me. Y'all quiet enough to be listening today. In Him. In Christ. Those of you who are in Christ. Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a what? And the old things are what? And behold, see, all things have become what? Yeah, we got that one down. We got that one down. And it says, but he goes on to say, in him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, Bible says you were what? Marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. Somebody saying, welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. You know what? I'm seeing that as an invitation to, number one, hear the word of truth concerning the gospel, and believe. But to those of us who already have received his welcoming voice, those of us who have already put ourselves in position and we've heard the word of truth, we believe the gospel concerning our salvation, and we believed in him. Scripture says you already got what you need. You were marked with a seal of the promised Holy Spirit. And on Pentecost, y'all, I don't know about you all, but I understand that believe that the Holy Spirit came down and he filled the vessels of every believer in Christ. How many of you are vessels of belief in this place today? Uh-oh, y'all not sure? How many of you believe that you are already a vessel? You are a vessel that is filled, empowered with this amazing power of God. Wow. Those of you who believe, I understand belief is kind of tricky to a lot of folks. Belief come in conflict with unbelief. And when you have a conflict, there is a problem in many instances. It's primarily concerning what a difference in beliefs. You either do or you don't. So I'm talking to people who have already believed in him. People, people must understand something about the depthness of belief. Belief takes on a life of its own. You can believe in anything and it'll take you right there. You sat down in that chair this morning because you believed that you had the right pew that was fixed and it wasn't going to give in. Sat there with confidence. You sat there with assurance and you didn't even give it a second thought. You just popped right down in there. You believe that you've had enough successes with sitting there, and some of you are in the same pew, y'all migrate to the same pew, so you know this one gonna hold me up. It's where I sit every Sunday. This chair has been faithful for a whole lot of years. It ain't gonna let me down today. Plop, plop. You're right there. I need you to understand something. You believe that. You believe that. How many of you believe in in the truth of God's word? How many of you believe in the gospel of your salvation? How many of you will set your life on what the word of God says? How many of you would set your life on the reality of your salvation? That's what belief does. It takes you into that life so that you can begin to experience what God has in store for the believer in the word of truth, the believer in the gospel of your salvation. You know, you're not gonna experience salvation if you don't believe in salvation. You're not going to experience what God has for you in this life or either on the other side of life if you don't believe. It takes on this life. It gives you that moving. It gives you that moving on into. It gives you what God wants you to receive even on this side. Some of you waiting on resurrection day, but I come by to tell you today that God is saying you have inherited some stuff already on this side. So you don't have to be waiting for what's on the other side. You can live life to the fullest. Is it true that the scripture said, I have come that you might have life? Yes. And then he goes on to say, and have it to the fullest. You don't even have to be, what do we call it? Taking a little of it at a time. He said, you can have a lot of life. You don't have to live like life is beating you down. You don't have to live in your oppression, the oppressions of this life. You don't have to live in the depressions of this life. You don't have to stay there. You might experience it, but you don't have to stay there in Him. It's just a matter of choice. God is calling you up out of whatever it is that's keeping you down. He's always calling. He's not patting your head while you're in that stuff. He's calling you up out of those grave clothes so that you can live life, so that you can give life so that you can continue to experience God anew. And you know what you're doing when you do that? You're gonna praise him as a result of it. And then every bit of what he does for you is going to be to his glory. That's what he's doing, y'all. That's the key of what he's doing. You know, a lot of us want to live in this thing about this penile type of mindset where God is just want to be fearful of God when God is saying, no, that ain't me. I'm not trying to hurt nobody. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to help you move forward. I gave you the very best I had, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. My son, I gave him to you. And all I'm saying to you is believe in him and experience life to the fullest. I ain't trying to hurt you. I'm a God of love. I'm a God that's trying to, I'm not a God that curses you. I'm a God of love. I want to give you love. I want to give you peace. I want to give you joy. I want to give you the things that you can live life to your fullest. Like a child and a parent. When a parent tells a child what to do or gives a child some fathering, if you want to call it like that, or some mothering, if you want to call it, some of that real good down home stuff that I don't want to be, that I ain't trying to be your friend stuff that most kids get these days. That good wisdom, that good knowledge, that hard love. Sometimes God has to get our attention like that. But that's a filial kind of love that God wants to give to us. He's not there trying to punish you. He don't want you to be fearful of punishment. A lot of folks are just utilizing the power of the Holy Spirit that you have for fire insurance. Hello, lights. You don't want to burn. You don't want to burn. When I die, I'm already come to the reckoning. I'm going to die. But I don't want to burn. But I want to challenge you to live. I want to challenge you because God ain't so much worried about that piece. He wants you to live before you die. It's amazing what God did with Abram this morning in Sunday school lesson. He took a 75-year-old person and told that person that he need to go now, leave, and I'm going to show you something. I'm going to offer to you what you can be, even at 75. Ooh-wee. I'm an old man, Abram probably would have said, and that ain't happening, Captain. All of what you have promised me, that is not going to happen. Conflict of belief. He believed God enough to go, but the reality was, I ain't believing the whole story. I'm challenging somebody today, because I know we live like that sometimes. We live in this kind of punishment mentality that God's out to get you. No, preachers say, no, he ain't out to get you. He's really trying to put you in a position so that you can live life to the fullest. Scripture says you were sealed. You were sealed. That's a description that said ratifying, giving you some ratifying power, giving you some power that's going to get you in and out. A passport, if you would. Y'all know what a passport can do for you when you go to other countries. It can open doors. It can get you off the boat, on the boat. It can get you through the airport, or and back in the country again. A passport is a seal that you belong somewhere, and they can identify you with that. Well, let me tell y'all something. I need you to use your sanctified minds right now and understand that God is saying to the believer, you have ratifying power. You got access to every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. You can go in and out of the kingdom spiritual realm, and you can get whatever it is you need whenever you need it. You can get it, and you have access to it because you can flash your passport. You can be recognized for who you are. You know what? These computers got this game so tight now to where you don't even have to have your physical passport with you. If they got record of you, you just walk up to the camera, hey, look in your eyes. The camera look in your eyes, oh yeah, he belong. Oh yeah, she belong. That's what we got in Christ. If you believe, you belong. And if you have that kind of belief, you can move about heaven and have access to the spiritual realm that God has made available for us. It's amazing how us have experienced all of the goodness of God all of the time. We say God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. But chances are great. I can't see it in your face that God is good. Is God good? Is God good? Is he good all the time? Is all the time God is good? That's where praise comes in, y'all. That's where a look of praise come in. That's where just a time, a moment where you can just speak a praiseworthy thing, or you can think a praiseworthy thought and say, God, You are so good to me. And as a result, God, I'm going to tell the whole wide world about how worthy you are to be praised. And in turn, we're going to give you all of the glory that you desire and that you deserve. Because I got that power that can go in and can go out of heaven and receive what I need so that I might be able. I got that line going in and out where I can receive what I need, a pipeline. What I need. No reason for me to sit around sad, especially with stuff I can't change. Wasting God's blessings. Sit around mad. Sit around jealous. Sit around hating. No reason for all of that. Matter of fact, I don't know about y'all, but that kind of stuff kind of weighed me down. Sound like to me you ought to want to be delivered from it. Into the beauty of what God has for you. Oh, this ain't the kind of preaching I thought this was supposed to be. This is about living, y'all. It's about living into what you believe. You believe that you have every gift of the power of the Holy Spirit. You have the wisdom. You have the understanding. You have the counsel when you need it. You have the fortitude when you need it, the courage when you need it. You have the knowledge when you need it. You have the reverence when you need it. And you also have a healthy understanding of fear. That wonder, that awe of God, that peace that lets me know that this is a person that loves me in spite of myself. This is a person in whom I can, who knows me when everybody else seemed to misunderstand me. God knows me. And as a result of God knowing me, everything is going to be all right. How many of you ever said, God knows my heart? Have you ever considered it when those negative vibes be coming from you? Oh yeah, I know when you mean well, you might be all right with that. But then when I say God knows my heart and my heart is desperately wicked, who can know it? Only God. God wants to change all of that, church. Do y'all hear what I'm reckoning with you? He wants you to understand if you know me, you have everything that you need. And I want you to begin to live into this wisdom. I want you to begin to live into this understanding. I want you to live in this counsel that you have on the inside of you. I want you to live into this courage, this knowledge, this reverence, this wonder and awe. Because you've been sealed with the power of the Holy Ghost. And every last one of these are gifts that are on the inside of the believer. You want to move forward into the future blessings of all that God has promised in Christ? If you want to move into this inheritance that God has established for his holy priesthood and his children, if you want to move into the blessings of God's goodness and God's love for you, how many want to do that? How many want to just want to know about it? you want to live into it, the Bible says the believer believes and the believer obeys. Back to Abram this morning. Abram said that scripture says obedience is better than the sacrifice that you might have to make. You know, if you believe the word of God is true, you want what I'm talking about? You're going to have to obey it regardless to what it's going to cost you. Did you hear what I'm saying? You want to clear up some of the frustrations that's on the inside of you? Some of your journey challenges, if you want to clear up some of those challenges on this life journey that you have, the Bible says obedience is better than the sacrifice. Like when that came to me, y'all, I just shouted because I used to run all of that business together. Obedience is better than sacrifice. But I heard him this morning. He said obedience is better than the sacrifice. Whatever it's going to cost you, obedience is better. Someone want to cross that line and get out of some of that stuff that's keeping you back. Obedience is better than the sacrifice. Who you listening to? Who's challenging you to not follow God? It goes that deep. Abram in the land with his dad and so forth, worshiping whosoever. Say, Abram, God spoke to Abram. He said, I'm calling you out of that. It's going to cost you. You're going to have to leave your daddy and mama and them, and you're going to have to choose to follow me. That's how God do it, y'all. He don't bless you in your mess. He don't drop his into where you want to be. He calls you out. Listen to me. Don't be distracted. He calls you out. And he says, now I'm going to give you instructions. And he says, obedience is better than the sacrifice. It might hurt when I see Jesus on the cross. I hear Jesus saying, obedience is better than the sacrifice. Y'all think Jesus was into pain, suffering, and agony? He took one for us because he kind of liked being in the pain. Y'all remember when he said, Father, remove this bitter cup from me? He laid his life down, however, as a sacrifice, because he knew this. Obedience is going to lead to the good life. Some of y'all want God's best, God's finest, but you ain't considered that obedience is better than sacrifice. See, y'all, I'm trying to get you to pick up on some principles that's going to get you where all of us want to live. We take on this facade weekly, coming before him, and we got that piece together. But you know what? There's so much more for us to receive on this side. And it's so much more for us to be about on this side. And there's so much blessings that God wants, and joy and glory that God wants on this side. But it's going to require us to be obedient. Those promises that you believe God has said to you, obedience, it's not just going to come from osmosis. Had Abram not made the obedient move to move out from his family and move into what God had to him for, move out from his culture, from what God had for him, had Abram decided not to do that, he wouldn't have experienced what he experienced. Abram experienced a life of having to be obedient versus a sacrifice. Y'all remember his son? He took his son, put his son on the altar, on the chopping blocks. Obedience is better than sacrifice. The first step I want you to get, y'all, first step I want y'all to have in this moving forward is knowing that obedience to the truth, obedience to what you believe concerning God, is better than the sacrifice. You want more? In this life, obedience is better than sacrifice. I'm so glad that Jesus was obedient even to the death of a cross he did not deserve, but was called to. I'm so glad that he didn't decide to be selfish and self-centered about it, but he took on what God had said for him to do. He moved forward. And the result of it is you and I having the availability of life and life to the fullest. How many of you believe that today? Amen. That's the gospel in a nutshell. That's the word of God in a nutshell. And you and I must realize that God has more than me than come and make sure I'm here on Sunday morning, first Sunday, to take communion. But God got life all over that he wants me to experience. He got life that he wants me to experience in my home. He got life that he wants me to experience on my job. He got life that he wants me to experience out there in the world. He's got life and life more abundantly, and I can have it because he promised me so. All I gotta do is obey him. And my obedience will prove to be greater than the sacrifice it might cost me. How many of you are willing, have that desire on the inside of you to experience greater things? Is the sacrifice worth it? Worth the obedience? If you believe God, obey God, and watch God do what God wants to do. Somebody out there probably has got the greatest opportunity to be the blessing in this world already. Just waiting on your obedience. But you're looking at what you're fixing to sacrifice. And you won't give it up for nothing. Not even to save your soul. Not even to save the souls of others. Obedience. So glad that Abraham was obedient. That he followed God's call all the way through. And as a result, here we are. Father of many, including us's. Show them the lights, the stars out there. Say, you see these? They're coming. He said, I ain't got no child. I'm 75 years old. Just obey me. Obedience proves God. Obedience proves God. I'm going to stop right there. I hope you're thinking. I hope you're meditating on what's been said. And you're looking in your life and you're realizing this thing that I'm holding against the power and the will of God. And I got to figure out how I'm going to move on into the blessings that God has for me. I'm going to leave you to pick and choose all that because you know you better than I know you. Just like I know you me better than anybody else knows me. I know what I'm not willing to sacrifice. You know what you're not willing to sacrifice. But I tell you what, if you sacrifice it for obedient sake to what God is calling you to, he's going to bless you and he's going to bless others with you. Is that clear? In the name of Jesus, let the church say amen. Amen. That's what it's all about. That's what the movement is all about. Being a blessing to others as well. But you can't be scared. You gotta obey. He'll work it out. He'll work it out. He might bring it full circle. He told Abraham, say, take your son on out there and put him on. And Abram was willing. But at the end of the day, there's a ram in the bush. I just wanted to make sure you was willing. Because that's what this journey with God is going to take. Are you willing? Are you willing? Are you willing? Take this communion on a regular. Come up here and we offer ourselves, we offer our forgiveness on a regular. But are we willing? Are we willing to believe him enough to let go and let God have his perfect work in our lives? That's what he's looking for, y'all. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for some servants. He's looking for some people that love him enough to do what he's calling them to do. He's looking for some folk, y'all, who want to engage this journey with him. He's looking for you. He's looking for people like you. Because he's got a work to do. Souls are in danger, y'all. And you got access to a whole lot of souls. And they watching you with God's inheritance. Ain't none of it getting on them. Modeling the world, perhaps. The world feel you. But are they feeling God? Because you have been empowered, sealed, the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen.